This is on the radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The on the radio news update at 8. I am Babison Harris. President George Weah has promised to end corruption in Liberia by paying just salaries to civil servants. Similar promise was made by his predecessor, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who at the time promised to make corruption public enemy number one. But President Weah said he would not relent to take action against anyone caught in corrupt practices. He made his statement at his inaugural ceremony on Monday.
I further believe that the overwhelming mandate that I received from the Liberian people is a mandate to end corruption in public service. I promise to deliver on this mandate. As official of the government, it is time to put the interests of our people above our own self-interest. It is time to be honest with our people. Though corruption is a habit amongst our people, we must end it. We must pay civil servants a living wage so that corruption is not an excuse for taking what is not theirs. For those who do not refrain from enriching themselves at the expense of the people, the law will take a course.
Liberia's President George Weah. Among the dignitaries attending Monday's ceremony was Mohammed Ibn Chambers, Special Representative and Head of the United Nations Office for West Africa, who described the occasion as historic and remarkable. In another development, an attorney at law wants the CDC-led government to avoid wasteful spending, especially on salaries, logistics, among other things, if its agenda of transforming Liberia must succeed. Wanda Freeman says such initiative would enable the government expend its resources on meaningful projects and programs that will help improve the lives of the Liberian people. Freeman stressed the need for the CDC-led government to develop new strategies to tackle and address the needs of the Liberian people if the government must perform to its expectation. He, however, admonished the Weah-led government to scrutinize officials thoroughly before entrusting them with state power in order to avoid the recurrence of corrupt practices that hinder the outgoing administration's progress. A four-day training for several public defenders begins today and runs up to the 26th in Buchanan, Grand Bassett County. The training will bring together over 30 public defenders ahead of the February term of court. Associate Justice Kabina Jane and two former public defenders counselors, Arthur Johnson and Ibrahim Sila, are among eight selected persons to serve as facilitators. The training was organized by the James A. Pierre Judicial Institute in collaboration with USAID Legal Professional Development and Anti-Corruption Program. Public defenders are lawyers who provide free legal service for poor people to enhance their access to justice. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Pope Francis has apologized for remarks he made last week in Chile defending a bishop accused of covering up sexual abuse. He said he realized his words hurt many, but repeated his belief that Chilean Bishop Juan Barros was innocent. Francis was speaking to journalists on board a plane flying back to Rome. On Thursday, he said that victims who had accused Bishop Barros were committing slander. The Pope was openly criticized by Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston, who said he left victims of sexual abuse committed by priests feeling abandoned. And hundreds of thousands of federal workers are waking up in the U.S. unable to work because of a government shutdown. The U.S. Senate has failed to reach a temporary budget deal to keep it open. Some employees will not be paid until the stalemate is resolved. The U.S. Senate has failed to reach a temporary budget deal to keep it open. Some employees will not be paid until the stalemate is resolved. A vote will take place at noon in Washington, 1700 hours GMT, on whether to reopen government. Immigration remains one of the main sticking points between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats have refused to back a temporary budget deal until their concerns on immigration reform are dealt with. Essential federal services are still running across the country, but non-essential workers are not required to report to work. That's the Onmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmel, you can log on to www.onmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmail2003, or Twitter / Alma News. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.